be alone to it. Probably it was just two rooms. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But they probably wasn't much more than two rooms then, because mm-hmm. they didn't build very big houses back then.
Yeah.
And it was probably all that was of the other house mm-hmm. that has ever sit on this land here. And Mr. Radford's daddy and his mother married August the 16th, 1914. Now that's the year that my husband's mother came here to live. But you see, his father had grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother came here when he was only 16 years old, uh-huh. I say. And I can't remember, Mr. he died before Radford and I were married in 1942.
What happened to him?
He had a brain tumor. Tumor on the brain.
Mm-hmm.
His mother was a nurse. Ms.
Uh-huh.
Radford's mother was a nurse. And she was with me when every one of my children was born.
Oh, how nice.
And she had 13 grandchildren and 13 great-grandchildren when she passed 2 years ago. I imagine she was with lots of those great-grandchildren mm-hmm. that come along.
I bet that meant a lot to her.
It did mean a lot. It meant a lot to me to have her there. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? I was in the hospital, and they were born, and the doctor was there, but I knew she was there,
mm-hmm.
too. And that meant a lot to me. And I guess it was a great experience for her to have seen and been at the birth of all of her children,
mm-hmm.
grandchildren.
Not many people can say
Not
that.
Not many people can say that.
Mm-hmm.
But she is a lovely person. She would go anywhere or everywhere she was called. My husband used to laugh and said that when he'd get up in the morning to eat breakfast, he didn't know whether the mother was out and delivering the baby that night or not. He'd just come out and eat that bread and those biscuits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Afraid she'd deliver the baby during the night. Didn't make no difference white, colored, or what it might be. She'd have delivered
mm-hmm.
babies back then, you know.
Uh-huh.
Dr. this old man I was telling you about that had been a father to, you know, just like a father to all these children
mm-hmm.
all these many years after their father died. He would, she would be there and he would be there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was the nurse of the community here and she would go anywhere and everywhere.
So he was the doctor who delivered your babies?
No, he didn't deliver my babies.
Oh.
He delivered Radford and all of his
oh.
brothers and sisters. And he delivered them all right here in this house. Right there in that living room was where they all were born.
My God.
The oldest child was an invalid because they had to take it with forceps, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean, and pull its neck with those forceps, pull its neck out of joint and hit. She lived to be about 8 years old,
mm-hmm.
never could walk a step, and she was an invalid.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were three boys. Three more boys and three more girls
mm-hmm.
that were born. And Radford and I were the first to be married. We married in 1942. That was just the time the war had started. But we were engaged to be married. We were going to be married. We
how
were hell bent to be married.
How
you
did
know?
Y'all meet?
I think that I came here to a party.
To this house?
To this house, to a party.
Uh-huh.
My father and mother, you see, we'd lived in Canton, but they had moved to Woodstock here in the early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was about 39 or 40s. They moved to Woodstock
mm-hmm.
in their older years. They moved to Woodstock down here. I was grown, but they moved to Woodstock. And I came here to a party. First time I ever saw him, I thinks to myself, well, you're too old for me, you know what I mean? I didn't think about ever becoming engaged to him.
Uh-huh.
And his brothers, he had two sisters that were pretty small, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, now he must be the daddy of all them children. I didn't have quite
oh.
have him mixed, you know, figured out where he came into this clan.
Did he look that old?
I don't know, leather cap. I never will forget it. I don't know, leather cap, first time I saw him.